This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Tide on GCN Live. Or as I'd like to say, welcome to another session of sanity right here on The Real Side. Not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always try to bring you all viewpoints. Doesn't always work. They don't like to come on. I don't know why. I don't berate them. I don't beat on them. So I don't know what the big deal is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb will join me after the first break. He is our, actually, I'll use his terms. He is the queen of all of New York media. Yeah, that's it. Is it all media? Only? I'll ask him when he comes on. Anyway, Xander will join me like he does every week. Always have a ball with him when he is on. But talking about having a good time with somebody, I want to talk about Bernie Sanders. Come on. Uncle Bernie, you can't have fun with Uncle Bernie? Everybody can have fun with Uncle Bernie. What was really funny was that he did an interview on Univision. And it was really funny because at one point he has asked a question and he doesn't know how to answer it. And it's not that he doesn't know the answer. He doesn't know how to answer it. Now, the Democrat Socialist candidate for president, Mr. Sanders, was seriously tripped up this week in an interview with Univision's Leon Krause when asked to explain the failure of socialism's governments. You know how he runs around talking about how great socialism is? Apparently maybe he just doesn't remember. You know, I mean, give the guy a break. He's up in age. Maybe he doesn't remember that these countries have been flushed down the toilet, basically. When he was asked about the failure of the socialist governments of Venezuela, Argentina, and Brazil, he sat there and he looked just totally stymied. Take a listen. Oh, maybe. Let's see.
Estoy seguro que de esto sí sabe. Varios gobiernos de izquierda sobre... Estoy seguro que de esto sí sabe.
He says, I'm sure that you know about this topic, and I want your viewpoint. I want you to explain how you're for socialism, and it's failed in these three countries.
Sabe, this topic. Varios gobiernos de izquierda, sobre todo los populistas, están en graves problemas en América Latina.
They're very much in trouble in near countries and in South America. He says, can you explain those failures? He says, you're asking me a question. I'm sure you're interested. He said, I'm very I can't keep up with this because it's Spanish, right? They're going back and forth, okay? Here, let me read this to you. He said, I'm sure that you know about this topic. This is the interviewer, right? He said, various leftist governments, especially the populists, are in serious trouble in Latin America. The socialist model in Venezuela has the country near collapse. Argentina, also Brazil. How do you explain their failures? Sanders pops up and says, you're asking me questions, and Leon says, yeah, I'm sure you're interested in this, right? Sanders comes back and says, I'm very interested, but right now I'm running for president of the United States. Well, wait a minute. You're running for president on a socialist platform. These are socialist countries that continually hear the flushing sound in the back of their heads. Right? And he's saying one has nothing to do with the other, basically. Leon chimes in and says, so you don't have an opinion about the crisis in Venezuela? Bernie says, well, of course I do. I have an opinion. But as I said, I'm focused on my campaign. Well, campaign talks about socialism. You brought up these other countries in your campaign. Think about it. Bernie, he's too busy selling socialism in the United States to discuss the catastrophic effects of socialism in neighboring countries. Not even like they're halfway across the world. Neighboring countries. That's the guy that some of you want for president. Scares me to no end. Anyway, he goes on to say that, that's not what his history of statements is. He loves Castro, remember? I mean, didn't him and his wife, they had the vacation there, or they went there to help out, or they did something over in Cuba. He thought Ortega did a great job in Nicaragua. He's got a lot of endorsements of socialist governments, you know, many in Latin America. Now, Univision and Telemundo have actually, you ever hear that announcer in Telemundo? When he comes out, he goes, you know, I can't say what he said, but he's basically saying, you're watching Telemundo. He goes, Telemundo. Maybe that must be the macho way of doing it, right? What do you think? Don't fall over there. He actually disguised themselves as two principal U.S. broadcast networks that have devoted large blocks of coverage recently to the crisis of socialism in Venezuela. So here you have Univision and Telemundo both covering the failure of socialism. ABC, CBS, NBC, they don't even know those countries exist right now. They couldn't find them on a map if you set them on fire for them. So, you know, really, seriously. The Sanders, think about that. What makes him any different than Hillary? From a standpoint of, you know, here he is. He's been called on the carpet on this. He doesn't know what to do about it. And he won't answer the question. He doesn't want to deal with it. He wants to dance around it because he knows what's going to happen. He knows where that commentator is going. Xander Gibbs is going to join me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. See, I can't have people in the room with me. It just doesn't work out. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you've spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, and we always have a good time when Xander's on the show. Xander Gibb! From an undisclosed location that is very hot on the East Coast, right?
Absolutely. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am fabulous.
Good. If you say so.
Well, you don't have to agree. It doesn't make any less fabulous.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you've been using words tonight. I don't even understand already, but that's okay. What did you start off with? Did you say posh or something? What was the word you used?
Gorgeous. I said your studio was gorgeous.
I don't know. Anyway. Hey, it's good to have you with me. Hey, your buddy this week, he's all in, right? 100%?
Which buddy would that be?
That would be Mr. Trump.
Oh, you're talking about Donnie.
Donnie. Yeah, Donnie.
I heard about that. He got the numbers right, apparently. But whether the GOP will back him is a different matter.
Well,
I'm just waiting to see what's going to kind of like unfold with what's his name, Mr. Ryan, what's his face, and his crew.
Yeah, you know what? It was funny because I was talking to somebody last night. You know, they're pushing. I don't know if we talked about this last week. Say something to me, but they're pushing Romney to run as a third, a third candidate, or you know, for a third party candidate kind of thing. And I'm going, you know, why? Why would you do this? I mean, he's got no spine. Where was his guts? You know, when he ran against Obama, this doesn't make any sense to me.
I have no answer for that. I'm kind of struggling with my own demons with regards to how much support I am or not showing him. But one thing I am resigned to is that I'm not going to bash him, unless it's comedic stuff. Because, you know, I'm a comedian. I'm called to bash everybody in a funny way.
Okay. I wouldn't use the funny. I would just do it. Wouldn't bother me
at
all. I would lose any sleep over it whatsoever. But I mean, seriously, we're down to, you know, this week here they came out and they said, I don't know if you talked about this on your show yet, but this week here they came out and they said, you know, that Hillary Clinton, you know, the State Department, you remember now, she has said it, she did nothing wrong, right? It was all within the rules. Well, the State Department came out and says, well, it's not quite true. You know, not only did she not ask for permission, not only did she not play within the rules, but if she asked for permission, we would not have given it to her, not under these circumstances. And then her team comes out and immediately says, you know, again, no harm, no foul, nothing's been done, they're not accusing her of any wrongdoing. I mean, we're back to playing this game. Is this the person we want as president?
No, sorry.
I didn't think so. See? I knew we'd be on the same page, but you know how it goes.
I mean...
Yes.
The worry for me is this ideology of anyone but Hillary. But having said that, I definitely don't want Crazy Bernie to steal a phrase from Donald Trump. I mean, you have to kind of laugh at some of these names. I wonder what he would call me, and I wonder what he would call you.
What do you call what's he call her? The Lion Hillary? I mean, that's starting to catch on.
Yeah. Yeah, Crooked Hillary, Lion.
Hillary.
No, it was Crooked Hillary and
Crooked
Lion
Hillary.
Dead.
There you go.
And Little Marco. Yeah, I'm scared to think what he might call me.
Well, he'd call me Big Joe. There'd be no question about it. You know what I'm saying? So, guess what? There are now in New York City, this probably doesn't surprise you, but in New York City, there are now 31 protected genders. Yeah. I knew I'd get you on this one. So they're releasing a list of 31 various genders, and they're threatening businesses that do not comply. Now, this was Tuesday. The New York City Commission on Human Rights released a list of a variety of so-called genders which fluctuate between male and female, or are a combination of both. Now, the announcement follows an action in December from New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Would you call him Bill what?
Bill D. Blasardio.
Blasardio, I like him. Creating the Gender Identity Gender Expression Legal Enforcement Guide. Do I need to repeat that?
No.
God. The mayor's decision was praised by various transgender activist groups with the executive director of the Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund. Can they give these things longer names? You know?
I'm sure they could.
But let me see. Among the 31 varying genders compiled by the New York City Human Rights Commission are drag king, gender bender, two-spirit, non-binary transgender, third sex, gender fluid. Do we need
these? It's unicorns. It's unicorns. That's all I need to know. Because that's what I identify as now.
Did they accept your unicorn on Facebook? Did they tell you to do it? They did?
Yeah, it says, you look at my Facebook page now, go to Facebook.com/SandraGibb, it says, identifies as unicorns. and I just wanted to see if what it would do, and I just wanted to highlight the ridiculousness of it. I mean, I think there's an unfortunate unseen part of this, And it's kind of a dichotomy because what they're actually trying to do is to protect certain members of the community, but in the time that they've been trying to protect certain members of the community, more of the members of that community have actually been attacked, and it creates this. I don't want anybody to be attacked. I want to make that clear.
Right.
But more trans people have been attacked lately, and some would say because it's because of all of the bathroom talk. But I think that that is a part of it. But I think what is a bigger part of it is when you try and enforce rules on society on how they should treat other people that are kind of like leave you scratching your head. I mean, we should all treat everybody with respect, you know, even Democrats. But when you start legislating that and what you're allowed to think, I mean, I saw stuff on the internet this week that people were going to be fined for referring to Caitlyn Jenner as he. I mean, what? I want everyone to be respected, but, I mean, it takes people time to catch up. If you've lived 66 years as a man in the public eye, it's, I mean, even Lamar Odom is finding difficult to refer to Jenner as Caitlyn and to not say, hey, dude, because that's how he's known.
For 50 years, or however long it was, right? Forever.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hear you. And the other thing I think is funny is how do you take somebody who's we gotta go to a quick break. But I mean, you know, you got a 75 and 80 year old guy, and all of a sudden, you know, hey, Dad, I'm now, you know, I'm transgender, I'm now this. How do you expect somebody like that to really just flick a switch, as you said, and go in that direction? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me.
Xander Gibb.
We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7, come on, right faster, 855-732-5563. Again, I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I want to get right back to him. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, and Xander is the host of X-Rad. No Daily. Right?
You no daily, daily anymore.
See that?
Because it's on the night.
It's a, yep. Oh. Well, yeah, but a day is a day, right? 24 hours?
Yeah,
you
but...
You should have consulted me. I would have helped you with that.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty good with names and what things should be called, and I just kind of, like, went with it. Yeah. But, you know,
I have to
change all the publicity.
I have to do this because you said my music was so 70s. Isn't X-Rad so 80s?
No.
No.
No, it's very rad is like very radical. I mean, it means radio. It's like Xandermonium radio, but it's called X-Rad. It's very hip.
I didn't think of that. Yeah. That's why I'm the old white guy and you're not. You know what I'm saying? So.
Welcome to the RS you with can JM.
You can go there if you want to. All right. So, you know what? I'm having a senior moment. Yes, and no insult to my senior friends. I forgot what we were talking. We were still talking about just finishing up on the New York City releasing that list of 31 projected genders. I'm with you. You know,
yeah.
It gets to the point where what I'm afraid of is if you get some real militant people on this, you know, you're going to get fined for not calling somebody what they want to be called. And it's not like is there a tattoo on your head? Is there a certain color wristband you wear? I mean, how do you do that? Listen to this. They're going to be imposing fines. All businesses must acknowledge the various. So if businesses don't acknowledge all the various identities, they risk facing fines ranging from $125,000 to $250,000. So how does that work out for, you know, Joe and Tammy's, you know, sandwich shop?
Well, I'll have a corned beef on rye, but do you serve unicorns? That's what I want to know.
Oh.
Will you call me Mr. Unicorn when I come in the store?
Oh, God.
Because if not, I'm going to sue. I mean, what is the difference? I identify as a unicorn, so I want to be treated like a unicorn.
Yeah, it says that you're not going to be able to prohibit an individual from using a particular program or facility because they do not conform to sex stereotypes, and you can't require an individual to provide identification with a particular sex or gender marker.
So how is this going to work with the bathroom thing then? Because the bathroom police is coming in now, and you're going to have to prove you're using the bathroom of the sex of your birth that's closest to the sex you were born with. So it's kind of like, it's in response to that, really, isn't it? Let's face it.
It probably is, but it's, you know, intentional or repeated refusal to use an individual's preferred name, pronoun, or title could cause you to be fine with. I couldn't even get my kids' names right until they were double digit ages. Like, hey, you. You know, I mean, seriously.
And they all look round.
yeah, they pretty much do. But I mean, come on, sir. This is going to get out of control. It isn't going to take much for somebody to be insulted by, you know, somebody. Look it. You know, the old timers. We were talking about this just before we left. You know, the old white guy, you know, Grandpa Jones, 77 years old. You're not going to get him to change and understand this stuff overnight. And those people called. You know, everybody was. You go to New England. Especially the Boston area, right? They call everybody chief or honey. What are you going to do? You're going to fine them $125,000 every time they do that out of habit?
I just think that whilst I want people to be respected, I think to expect it right away is, you know, I use the example of Lamar Odom. I mean, I know he's been in a coma and married to a Kardashian for the Lord knows how long.
Poor guy.
But still, he's still struggling to call Caitlyn Jenner, Caitlyn, and he's known for a while that...
And they're friends.
Bruce is not... Yeah, exactly.
So, you know they're not doing it because he wants to irritate the guy, right? And people...
Yeah.
What happened to compassion and understanding, Xander? We lost that?
Yeah, we haven't, but it's only for protected classes now. You know, you only can show that if it's people that you will get fined for not showing it to, and that's kind of concerning because my ethics says that I should treat everyone with respect. I mean, in our reality, if I can see that someone's a guy that's living as a woman and they say my name is Crystal, for example, that's what I'll call them, even if I know their name is Fred, because I would just, I would want to be polite, but don't make a law that says I've got to call that person Crystal just because that day they've decided that that's what they want to do. I don't want anyone to be hurt, and I don't want anyone to be offended, but the legislation of these things kind of almost precipitates the negative response, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I'm with you, and part of it is frustration. Don't you agree?
I mean,
we get frustrated after a while. You just throw your hands and go, you know, I don't care what you want to call yourself. I'm calling you this because I just don't understand any of this stuff. And I don't think they do it just to be out and out nasty. I'm just not there with some people, you know?
I think some do, but I think a majority of people are not that clever to be that nasty, you know?
No, you're probably right. I don't know. All right, so we were talking a little bit during the break about the president and the speech he gave today. I was going to hold this till later on tonight, but I think what I'll do is let me go ahead and play one of the comments that he made during the speech, and let's talk a little bit about it. So when he went there, I know everybody was waiting and supposing he was going there to apologize, and
right.
I don't know exactly what to apologize, but he did not, in my mind's eye, he did not stand strong for us.
Among those nations like my own that hold nuclear stockpiles, we must have the courage to escape the logic of fear.
You know, why does it always come back to, you know, countries like mine that have these nuclear stockpiles, and then he says we have to escape, right, the fear thing. So what he's saying, he thinks, or he's implying, that we dropped those bombs out of fear. We did not drop those bombs out of fear. We dropped those bombs to keep... hundreds, I'm going to say millions of people from dying, because I believe it would have been millions of people, and so did military experts. Instead, by dropping the two bombs, there were hundreds of thousands of people that died, and I'm going to be just crude about it. How do you wipe out 3,000 people on a Sunday morning? They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew those boats would be in that harbor. They knew Americans would be relaxing on Sunday morning and had no expectation that they were coming. They delivered the message late that they were at war with us. I mean, everything points to a deliberate attack to kill 3,000 Americans. I don't know what planet is this president from. Help me understand.
Well, I have no idea, and I'm definitely not here to defend. I'm definitely here to offend Barack Obama or his administration. But you know, I'm not sticking up for him, but I think whatever he said today, he was going to be in trouble, you know, just from the perspective that, you know, people kind of expected him to go there today and say, you got what you deserved, et cetera, et cetera. But diplomacy actually calls for a different level of reaction. And I think that I don't know how differently he could have done it without actually saying, you know, you got what you deserved, and if you don't like it, then, you know, come and try us again, and we'll give you more
of the same.
We'll see
if we can talk it out. But, Xander, he could have gone there, and he could have said, you know, I'm visiting this place. It's a reminder of what happens when countries don't talk together, work out their differences in a peaceful, diplomatic way. You know, it's great that we live in a time. Do you know what I'm saying? He could have gone down that road.
I don't disagree with you. Yeah. I agree.
Without apologizing, you know, things like this and the Pearl Harbor Memorial is a constant reminder of what we should never let happen again. Now, there's no blame there, right?
No. I mean, I don't believe in, you know, I don't believe in war. And as I said to you, you know, in the break, I don't believe in war. I'm a bit of a pacifist. But if you're going to come and kill us, then we'll kill you first.
Yeah.
Which probably sounds like a really hypocritical statement. But one has to protect oneself, and one has to protect one's country when we're attacked. And it's one thing about wanting to be a peaceable nation, but you know, it's kind of a bit like the Israel-Palestine thing here. You know, every time Palestine attacks Israel and they defend themselves, they're seen as the aggressor because they won't just sit there and be bombed. And why the heck should they? Even if Obama says, stand down, Israel, you know?
Try to control yourself is what he likes to say. Listen, we got to go for a quick break. We both believe in capitalism. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We've got Xander Gibb on with me. Don't go far. We got a lot more after the break.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines.
and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last 3 years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me tonight. Always appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right back to my guest, Xander Gibb, who joins me every week on the show to discuss everything that's going on in the news and, I don't know, just all kinds of things going on out there. But right now we're talking about, well, first of all, Xander, thanks for being with me. And tell people how they can find your show.
XanderGibb.com, and we go out weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern.
Eastern! I love it.
Yes.
Yeah. People on the West Coast call it Eastern. Where I grew up was Eastern. Like in China. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, we were talking about El
Paso. There's an R there.
Yeah, well, we send them from Boston, you send them to Texas. That's why they have that weird sound out there. We don't use them, they do. So the El Presidente was in Japan, and you and I were talking earlier about, you know, you kind of felt that no matter what he said, he was going to be crucified. I don't know. I think he's never been able to bridge, you know, bridge it so that we don't feel like he's beaten on us, and the other, and the other guy doesn't feel like he's beaten on them. So, like I said to you earlier, there was a way to do this, and again, he chose not to. You know, so he basically is saying with his first comment that I grabbed that we're giving into fear, and that's why we bombed them. No, we didn't, you know, the general consensus is that this war would have gone on and on and on, and millions of Americans would have died. Let's listen to a second comment. Let's see if I can get this one working.
And pursue a world without them. The scientific revolution that led to the splitting of an atom requires a moral revolution as well. That is why we come to this place.
So, and again, I know you're going to say I'm reading between the lines, but is he saying that we were immoral for what we did? Why even bring that up? Where does that line come from?
Well, do I have to remind you that this is Barack Obama?
No, you don't. But, you know, sometimes you help bring me, you know, you're the guy that keeps beating me up for painting with a broad brush, and I don't, you know, I don't mind it. It's the same thing now. Am I reading too much into this? But that is a comment. Where does that, you know, the science that led to the splitting of an atom also requires us, you know, to rethink, you know, our moral stance. No, it doesn't. Our moral stance was to keep millions of Americans from dying.
By killing millions of Japanese.
Well, hundreds of thousands. Let's not go over the top with this now.
So do we have a natural head count for Pearl Harbor?
Over 3,000 men, women, civilians, all that were killed that day.
Right.
But think of, you and I have talked about this kind of stuff before. If I'm out at sea and we're at war, there's no complaint here. Okay? We were not at war with Japan that as of that morning, we were not at war with Japan. They did not deliver the war resolution until later on that day. That's number one. Number two is Sunday morning, all the boats are in dock, people are in church, people are sleeping, people are having picnics at the whatever the scenario is. We're not at war. We're on mainland America.
Right.
I think that was a cowardice act. I don't think that was any less cowardice than what they did on 9/11.
Of course it was. And I mean, there's a very interesting concept, and it says cruelty begets its offspring's war, which basically means, you know, while we're still killing, you know, we will be killed. And they attacked us and we attacked back. But it goes back to what I was saying, you know, although I consider myself a pacifist, if you're going to kill us, then we have to protect ourselves.
Good. No. And again, in dropping the bomb, the big thing with the bombs is everybody keeps saying the same thing. Did we have to do it? Was there another way? I don't know. See, I wasn't there. I'm not a military expert. I'm not going to second guess those guys. But I will tell you that when you listen to the our military men and women that were actually in the fight, the ones that actually want to talk about it, they'll all say the same thing. It was what we had to do to keep the war from dragging on. I'm not going to second guess those people. I don't know, Xander. As I get older, I wonder, would I go to war today if we were in all out World War III? Would I step up? You know what I'm saying?
I do, and I definitely wouldn't. But if we were ever invaded, and I had a gun, if I didn't have a gun, give me a gun, and I'll do it. Because I think it's a different concept.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, the people of Japan today are not the people of Japan back then.
That's right.
It's like in England, they used to have this thing about, you know, the Germans, and you know what the Germans are like, and there was this ideology, because England had been at war with Germany, that all Germans were bad and deserved this. But you know, this is like 60 years on,
right?
And so the people of Germany are not the same people.
No.
That were led by Hitler and did abominable things. And so, in moving on, we have to move on. And I think he could have maybe chosen his words better, but I think he would have been like damned if you do.
Some would have.
And damned if you don't.
I hope that you believe that if he was very neutral about it, I would have just said, you know what, he couldn't have gone anywhere else with it, and I would have been more than happy to say that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just amazing to me. I would just like to see. For once, what's he got? 9 months left? 8 months? 9 months?
I've got a thing on my desktop that's like counting down the seconds.
Yeah, 183 days, 47 hours, 12 minutes, and 17 seconds. That's right. You know, you look at this stuff and you say, ultimately, I wish nobody had lost their lives that way. Ultimately, I wish we didn't have to do what we did, and there should have been a better way to make things happen. But it didn't. And the other funny thing about it is you look at the Americans. I heard today that we had hundreds of thousands of Purple Hearts being manufactured at that time because we knew, we felt, we thought that we were going to lose that many men in war, that we were getting ready for it. We were getting ready for all the memorial services, if you would. And today Americans are divided on whether we should have done it or not, but some of it...
Right.
And I'm going to talk about that for my Memorial Day thing, but some of it is based on the fact that they're not given, you know, the thing that you and I have talked about that scares me is they're not really given proper history. They're not given the facts about history anymore.
You know, America, you know, whatever you think about them dropping the bomb on Hiroshima, America had to make a point. Basically, their point was, don't mess with us. And that's what they did, like it or not.
Right.
We cannot change that. We cannot go back and do that any differently, even if we would like to. But what we have to do is we have to learn from history, because otherwise we're doomed, you know, to repeat it. I would hope we're a little bit more enlightened nowadays.
I'm with you.
Because let's face it, when they attacked us on 9/11, we didn't go and bomb the Saudis, did we?
Well, no, we did, but we did. That's what I said to you during the break. I said, what if we knew, what if it was specifically, I don't know, pick a country, any country, what if it was specifically Iran that did that? And,
right.
And specifically them who came at us and said, because you're the great Satan, we came and blew your buildings out of the ground. Do you
right.
think that George W. would have just sat back and said, well, let's try to work this out? I don't think so at all.
No.
It would have been a concerted effort to shut them off from the rest of the world until they got things figured out. But
let's face it, the level of response that they did have to that was in the wrong places, sadly.
Could have been. I mean, I'm not the expert. I don't know. I mean, we say Saddam Hussein didn't have weapons of mass destruction, but they found him a few years later. You got that. What was that nut job that we killed in Libya? What was his name?
Gaddafi.
No, that Gaddafi. Yeah. He was. Did he remind you of, you know, a disco night guy that maybe had too much to drink most of the time when he was talking and doing things?
Looked like right. He smoked a lot of cigars.
I mean, he was just, when he'd go to the UN, the big event at the UN, you know, he brought his own tent, his own team. He wouldn't stay at a hotel
room.
They set up tents and would rent open fields and stuff like that.
A friend of mine was in the oil industry in the 80s and met Gaddafi when he was on his rise, and he always had these grand gestures, like he would invite them to the palace and have these, you know, really decadent feasts, you know, and when kind of, you know, a burger and fries would have been acceptable, but, you know.
Yeah, he was definitely an interesting character for Wood, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, right. Definitely.
So we're about up against it. Always enjoy having you on with me. Tell people where they can find your writings, your show, and any of that fun stuff.
Everything's in the same place at xandergibb.com. And the show is weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern.
Maybe you should write this down next time. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
Yeah, it's been a long day. I've been up to 6 a.m., you know, and I have been,
all right, okay.
You know,
I'll cut you some
slack. Bashing Obama.
Well, you got... Hey, find my violin, will you? Because apparently he wants some sympathy here. Anyhow, Zane, thanks.
Kick him for me, Tammy. You're closer.
Thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time with me.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
You too. I'm
Take
Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, come on back. We are going to have some fun the next hour. I'm not telling you what it is because I want you to come back. Got a crazy lady going on a racist rant in a parking lot. Wait till you hear this. We'll be back in a minute. You there?